This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Sumner. What began as a sunny Easter Sunday celebration in Long Beach ended in a disturbing discovery that has left a local community in shock. At around 5 p.m. yesterday, a family gathering at DeForest Park took a tragic turn during an Easter egg hunt. Witnesses say children were scouring a dirt path for colorful eggs when they stumbled upon what appeared to be human remains. The family immediately alerted authorities, describing the find as a human skull, possibly that of a young child, with smaller bones located nearby. Images from the scene were a stark contrast of holiday joy and grim reality, showing plastic Easter eggs scattered just feet away from the discovery site. Long Beach police responded quickly, cordoning off the trail and calling in the Los Angeles County Medical Examiner to take over the scene. Michael Fuentes was nearby, celebrating with his own family when he overheard about their discovery, walking our friends at ABC 7 through what happened next.
We were literally like three spots down, and the family was over there, like they had like put the eggs down, and then the kids were finding them, and out of nowhere we just hear like, "Hey dad, mom, there's like some bones over there, you know?" And yeah, we just, everybody went over there, they called the police, and then that's when they showed up. And it was really tragic. I started crying, it hurt my soul, you know?
Neighbors who returned to the park later that evening expressed heartbreak, not only for the person whose remains were found, but for the children who made the discovery. Local resident Christopher Kane called the incident terrible, noting that no child should ever have to witness something so haunting while simply trying to enjoy a holiday. At this hour, the Long Beach Police Department says the investigation is ongoing. The medical examiner's office is working to officially identify the remains and determine a cause of death. As of now, police have not released any information regarding how long the remains may have been in the park or if they are linked to any active missing persons cases. Violence erupted outside an East Harlem grocery store early Monday morning, ending in a police-involved shooting after a man allegedly charged at officers with a massive kitchen knife. According to the NYPD, the chaos began around 1:15 a.m. inside the City Fresh Market on East 120th Street. Police say a 53-year-old man became irate and disorderly during a verbal argument with another person, forcing store employees to physically remove him from the building.
Following the dispute, the male suddenly became irate and disorderly and had to be physically removed from the store by multiple employees. A short time later, the subject returned to the store. When he returned, he had a large kitchen knife in his hand and was banging on the exterior glass of the window with the knife.
The situation escalated minutes later. Investigators say the man returned to the market armed with a 13-inch kitchen knife. Terrified employees locked the doors and called 911. When officers arrived just after 1:30 a.m., they repeatedly ordered the man to drop the weapon.
The officers gave multiple verbal commands to drop the knife and attempted to create physical distance between himself and the subject. But the subject quickly advanced towards the officers with the knife extended out.
Instead, police say the suspect quickly advanced toward them with the knife extended. One officer opened fire, striking the man. The suspect was rushed to Harlem Hospital, where he underwent surgery and is currently listed in critical but stable condition. While his name has not been released, the NYPD confirmed he has a history of prior arrests and was well known to law enforcement.
Once again, we are reminded of the dangers that our officers confront every time they put on their uniform. And this morning was no different.
Inspector Andrew Natu confirmed no officers were injured in a Monday morning news conference, praising officers' quick response in rendering medical aid to the suspect immediately after the shooting. Investigators recovered 7 shell casings at the scene, and the investigation remains active. More crime and justice news after this. For decades, the 1974 disappearance and murder of 17-year-old Laura Ann Amy remained one of Utah's most haunting cold cases. While Ted Bundy was long suspected, it wasn't until recently that investigators officially attributed the crime to the notorious serial killer. But the closure for the Amy family has opened a new door for forensic scientists, who are now using Laura's case to study a chilling pattern: why Bundy chose his victims in the first place. Recent advancements in facial comparison software have provided a breakthrough in understanding the type of woman Bundy targeted. By analyzing the facial structures of Bundy's known victims, including Laura and Amy, alongside women from his own past, researchers have found a startling correlation. The technology indicates that Bundy, like several other prolific serial killers, often selected targets who bore a physical resemblance to figures from their early lives, specifically those who had caused them deep emotional or psychological harm. In Bundy's case, the software highlights a recurring facial architecture that mirrors his first serious girlfriend, as well as his mother, whom he was raised to believe was his sister. For years, the prevailing theory was that Bundy targeted women who simply shared a similar hairstyle or fashion sense. However, this new data suggests a much deeper subconscious drive. Scientists believe these killers are reenacting a past trauma, choosing victims who represent a person they felt powerless against. Only this time, the killer exerts absolute control. The study of Laura and Amy's features through this software shows she fit this exact anatomical profile. This victim-matching behavior isn't unique to Bundy. Forensic psychologists are now looking at other serial offenders to see if facial comparison technology can predict future targets or link unsolved cold cases. While the technology offers a fascinating look into the dark psychology of a killer, for the family of Laura and Amy, the focus remains on the girl herself, a teenager who vanished on Halloween night 5 decades ago. This new scientific link doesn't change the tragedy of her loss, but it does provide a clearer understanding of the calculated, predatory nature of the man who took her life. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Sumner.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.